Now look at the latest local news on WIBD. Judge Andrew Gonring is expected to rule on March 20th whether a 70-year-old serial killer should be released from the Mendota Mental Health Institute after 30 years of confinement. Alvin Taylor killed four men in the mid-1980s in Wisconsin and Minnesota. One of the victims was from Washington County. Taylor was found not guilty of the crimes because of mental disease or defect. Taylor testified on his own behalf yesterday in the second day of a 2.5-day bench trial. Judge Gonring turned down Taylor's request for conditional release in October of 2016, saying he was not convinced that Taylor was not still at risk of harming others. Even if Judge Gonring would approve Taylor's release request, Taylor would have to convince judges in Dunn and Eau Claire counties that he was no longer dangerous. An apartment explosion this week in Beaver Dam that killed a man was a result of that victim trying to make a bomb. Police Chief John Kreuziger says several chemicals were found in the victim's apartment, but added they're unsure if the bomb work was related to terrorist activity. He says they have ruled out a meth lab explosion. About 150 residents of the Village Glen apartments were displaced by Monday's explosion. A plea hearing for a 50-year-old Pewaukee man charged with his eighth OWI is set for this morning in Washington County Court. Police arrested Joseph Caminata after he crashed his car at I-41 and Lannan Road in mid-May. He's already serving prison time for a prior conviction.